This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Watch Shop. From high quality watches to elegant jewelry. Save 25% off with code MMA25. Taft. Own footwear from the best shoe factories in the world. Save 10% off with code BOOT10. Newsys. Vegan nutrition products. Save 15% off with code FIT10. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 598.
598. I can't hear you. You just hit mute.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Gotcha. Matt Grimm with MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walking live between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
Apparently, I do this all the time. I think the placement of this mute button on this mic is not ideal. If you have to move it around, it's like you have to grab it by this way, and then I constantly hit it.
Where is it at? I don't want to touch it.
It's to the left. It has a little, maybe you mounted yours the other way. Do you have the lights on the top?
Yeah, they're on the top.
So it's right to the left of it. It's on the left. There's a little mic with an X through it. Or slash through it or whatever.
I can't see. I'm blind. But okay. I usually just grab it by like right where the cord is, real low.
Because yours is coming from it. Yours is coming up. Mine is hanging over my monitor down.
Gotcha.
So when you grab it, it's like naturally your thumb hits that button. And I don't notice I do that. So sorry.
It's all good.
Technical problems, never ending technical problems.
That's what we're about.
How about
that's our band name, Never Ending Technical Problem.
Perfect.
NETP.
Like right. TCB? Like mm-hmm. Elvis? TCB. What's our logo?
Just dueling like lightsabers. Okay. And that's how you get turned off of YouTube instantly.
You can't even say that.
I heard there's bad news when you start talking about shit early on in a podcast and stuff gets age restricted, because I've been noticing, and I don't know if you've seen it, a lot of podcasters, major podcasters now, are leaping out swear words. Which is odd. So it's like you just like, I'm not going to say anything right now, but that allegedly, like if you swear or have like aggressive material early on a podcast, the YouTube will restrict it. So,
okay. So let's be less aggressive. Let's be,
yeah, I'm trying not to have that happen, because that's usually bad for sponsors. Let's talk about fairies
and pixie dust and stuff.
I'm just saying.
There's too much censorship in this country, damn it.
There is. Just let it ride. Let it flow. Free flow. Eat a ball, Danny.
So what do you want to talk about? I mean, there were a couple of events there over the weekend. There was Bellator. There was
With Bellator, because that I feel like was the most important thing that happened over the weekend.
With the Fedor.
The Bellator 290, Ryan Bader versus Fedor 2. I'll just say that was so depressing. Went exactly as expected, right? It was kind of like what happened the first time, but I think this was Fedor's choice, though. He wanted to take this fight, which seems very odd to me, on your retirement fight, because I feel like, I don't know, if you're gonna fucking have him go out, you should have him do like a fight like this one. I'll pull this old school one up. Like a little Brett Rogers action.
Oh, yeah. With that overhand, right? That I remember that.
Where he fucking KOs him and his head flies off.
Ridiculous, man.
Yeah. But like, why? And I think that's a common question. And I think Bellator might be a little better at retiring fighters, but why do they always just feed you to the wolves, you know? On your retirement fight.
I don't know. It brings back memories. Remember when we saw him fight Dan Henderson?
Yeah, I think
in Chicago.
Fuck yeah. I think I've seen Fedor fight twice, actually. I saw him fight Frank Mir in Chicago too.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know why. I don't know what to tell you. I think it's sad, and hope some part of me thinks this isn't going to be the end. He's like,
he's 46.
I'm done, but the guy's telling me I must continue. Maybe he'll grapple. He's too old, you know? He's like 100.
And then did you see the line of fighters that were there to support him, which is pretty cool? And fucking Dan Henderson, Mark Coleman, fucking Randy Couture, Frank Shamrock, Matt Hughes.
Are they propping him up?
Matt's got issues. Josh Barnett, Chuck Liddell, Hoyce Gracie, Chael Sonnen. Fucking Rampage looks massive, and Enzo Gracie.
Enzo Gracie's always smiling.
I don't know why he's kneeling and everyone else is fucking standing, but you know, these guys look fucking weathered as shit, man. I think the one that's in probably best shape is probably Couture still, and Barnett,
yeah. Well, Couture was always like kind of a leaner guy, you know. He wasn't huge, but
I think he
was always in shape, you know.
Yeah, and then he's still acting and shit too, so he's got to be in shape. And then I don't know if you saw Federer going through the line here, but as he's passing by Chuck Liddell, he's got a comment on his baby that's in his oven here. It's like, oh, you working on something there? Like, fuck you, man.
He's like, what's up with that? Fedor's not exactly lean himself.
No.
It's like, what the fuck?
But his style doesn't translate well into old age because he relied on speed a lot. And
yeah, getting off first with that right hand, you know. He landed that right early on in that fight. To try to land it, I should say, and Bader countered it or whatever, and it just didn't. I don't know. It's not like the fight you showed, you know, a minute ago. That was his claim to fame, like that ridiculous right hand that he KO'd Arlovsky with and countless mm-hmm. other people. Right? I don't think it, like you said, I don't think it holds water into older age. You know?
No, not really.
Unfortunately. Tough. It was sad to watch him lose against Dan. You know, I'm a huge Dan Henderson fan, but that was mm-hmm. just like, you know, Dan had that crafty, snuck out the back and was like jacking him.
Just ringing him up. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just like, damn, like something.
Because we couldn't tell, like, what the fuck just happened? Like, when there was that exchange, because like Fedor was winning. And then, like you're saying, he snuck out the back and then he's ringing him up and then he flatlined him. And like, I think the crowd went silent, like, what the fuck? Because there were so many Fedor fans. That event,
Chicago loves Fedor. This is
God, we were like in the middle of Russia.
Like, so many bald
motherfuckers.
Yes. This is ridiculous.
I fit right in. It was so beautiful.
Yes,
like this is so gay, but hey, whatever. Like everyone rubbing their heads. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say about that. I know Fedor was. I don't know when he talked about this, but there was always. Efforts from the UFC to try to get Fedor back in there, and Fedor told his side of the story. This is kind of lengthy, but I thought it was interesting. So he said, I never met Dana White. I never spoke to him on the phone, never exchanged emails. However, I did read a lot on the internet about what he said in regards to me and Vadim. I don't know how the fuck I'm going to say that, but his manager. I also read emails that he sent to Vadim. All of his correspondence was very upsetting. The contract that we were presented with by the UFC was simply impossible. It couldn't be signed. I couldn't leave if I won. I had to fight 8 times in 2 years. If I lost one fight, then the UFC had the right to rip up the contract. At the conclusion of the contract, if I'm undefeated, then it automatically extends for an as yet unspecified period of time, though for the same compensation. Basically, I can't leave undefeated. I can't give interviews, appear in films or advertising. I don't have the right to do anything without the UFC's agreement. I could do nothing without the okay from the UFC. I didn't have the right to compete in combat sambo competition. It's my national sport. It's the Russian sport, which in his time, our president competed in. And I no longer have the right to do so. There were many such clauses. The contract was 18 pages in length. It was written in such a way that I had absolutely no rights, while the UFC could at any moment, if something didn't suit them, tear up the agreement. We worked with lawyers who told us that it was patently impossible to sign such a document. So I think that tells you about everything about the UFC contracts in fucking 2 minutes. Like, holy fuck.
That's what we guess is true. Is true. You know, they lock you up forever and it's very one-sided, and we had
fire you at any time.
Yeah. I mean, we had fighters along the way. We've talked to, some of which shall rename nameless that we may have interviewed in the past who told us exactly that, like what, 7 years ago? Like,
yeah, off the record, man. Here's what I can tell you. I can't fucking say this on camera.
It's egregious. Like, you can't, but they're the biggest name in town. If you want to go to the dance, you got to sign that paper. And, you know, so.
Yeah. I mean, there's pros and cons, right? Because you're going to get more publicity. The smart way to do it is, get your way into the UFC and fucking hopefully you can get popular enough where you can leave and be a draw somewhere. You know, Francis is going to test this out and we'll see what happens, but he's going to get fucking paid, man. He's definitely getting paid.
He is. I have a list of the salaries listed here. Hang on, I'm going to bring this up. Let me see if I can get this screen to share. Which is kind of interesting because I thought they would have more. Oh, that's weird. Hold on.
Yeah, I think I know it offhand if you don't have.
Well, yeah. So Bader got 150,000, no win bonus, and Fedor got 100,000. And then the next fight, Johnny Eblen, 150,000, Anatoly Tokov, 75K. And then it kind of goes down from there pretty quickly. But Bader was saying that he makes way more than that. And I don't know how he's doing that, but I wanted to get your take on like these payouts. They seem low, like for Fedor. Only made 100,000 like for this fight. Like,
they made way more. And I think Josh Thompson even commented, both Ryan Bader and Josh Thompson said, there's like this back end money they get. And I think it's because of whatever state they're fighting in. I think, did this one happen in California? Maybe
California. Okay.
Their taxes are egregious. So I think they show a low payout to the commission and then they get back end money somewhere else. So they don't have to pay all this money out in taxes to the state of California. That was my understanding of why the disclosed pay looks so low on paper. Like, what the fuck is, I mean, Fedor should be making minimum, I'd say 300, if not 500, you know?
Yeah.
Would seem standard for, and especially the heavyweights, they always got paid way more than any other fucking weight class. So, yeah. It's odd. Mm-hmm. And the only, I got a couple other things from the Fedor fight too, that Mark Coleman was there. And they were showing the pictures from when he was there with his daughters when he first fought Fedor, and then now with his daughters now they've grown up a little bit.
They sure have.
I have another picture a little closer of how grown up they are.
Am I gonna feel uncomfortable about this?
A little bit. It didn't get bigger when I clicked on that. That was kind of weird. Okay. Actually, got smaller. So anyway,
looking good.
Yeah,
well,
since
we're on topic, I'll just share this Mark Coleman. I saw him on Instagram a couple days ago. I wanted to get your take on this. He says, here's the picture you can see. He says, day one Christ. Through day 13 of my transformation, the carnivore day has been good to me, but more importantly, using and doing the 9 ancestral traits, hard work, get cold, eat, right, sleep. Feel the results more than I see them. Thank you, Liver King. He says he's been 2 years sober, which I think that's a hell of an accomplishment. Good on him. But do you notice any difference in these two photos? Because I don't want
to laugh at a legend in the sport, but if I look like that, I'm not fucking posting pictures of myself anywhere on the fucking internet at all. Absolutely not. I know he's had a lot of health issues also, so... To him, maybe that is an improvement, but I'm not posting shit. I look like that. Fuck off. Well, fucking hide that, or I'm photoshopping myself. I'm very vain. Fuck that, man. Good on him, but fuck that.
Can we show video from Bellator, by the way, on Twitter? Because there was a ridiculous KO by Lawrence.
Yeah,
Clark,
you can save it for the KO of the week, but you can do KO of the week right now. Go ahead.
I mean,
KO of the week. It's right here.
From Bellator, Lawrence Larkin.
Yes, we can share it. They tweeted it.
I won't share the sound. Versus
Bellator is cool.
Mohamed Berkhamov. I mean, this is about as good as it gets. You know, they have a little bit of a exchange here, and then things get a little funky for Berkhamov, and he eats this elbow, and good night.
I mean, yeah, like it's like the body wanted to keep going, and then the brain said, like, "Fuck off, we're done." We're on the bed right now.
It's that like inside little dirty elbow, man. Right on that. That's nasty. Just nasty.
I love it.
I do too. It's nice. A little Muay Thai action.
That's right. Speaking of nasty, we should talk about our shots.
Yeah. Should we talk about Manscaped?
Yes.
It's Super Bowl week, people. Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. Our friends at Manscaped have gone from balls mafia to beard mafia in 2023.
Holy shit.
To keep you well groomed from head to... We're not the mafia. They are. So no, just saying. No. Head to balls toe with their, mafia. Their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit in this package. It all starts with the beard hedger. This cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel with 20 hair cutting lengths, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. It just moves around. Sculpt your beard to a championship level this season with Manscaped and tame your mane by going to manscaped.com/MMA nuts for 20% off plus free shipping.
That's right. I have to admire mine when we're looking at
it. It's a pretty epic beard. Nice.
Working on it. And that's all. Play Viking video games and go, I gotta fucking look the part. So
gotta represent.
That's
you
right.
Put like Viking the outfit life. On and all that stuff. You sit down.
I get my horn and my fucking woo, Wolf. It's
like cosplaying in the basement. I see.
Maybe. More to follow later. So Manscaped's the ultimate franchise player this playoff season to take your beard to the promised land. See, that's like fucking being a Viking going to the promised land with a new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Package has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look and is a premium beard sculpting machine.
So you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's ridiculous, that discount. Avoid the blitz. Take your beard to the promised land this year with the brand new Manscaped Beard Hedger Pro Kit.
Sweet. I'm ready.
It's not too late to get your hedger for before Super Bowl. Maybe if you do like overnight shipping. Expedited.
Yeah, I think you could get it pretty quick. They're pretty quick with the ship.
They are.
Put your order in.
If it fits, it ships. Wait, no, that's somebody else.
Or takes a shit. What?
I don't know.
Like this.
No idea.
Hey, let's talk about another sponsor. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Shouldn't you always be at your best? 2023 is the year to maximize your performance in the bedrooms. Listen up, bluechew.com.
That's right. The process is very simple. You can sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and they're 100% made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a very discreet package. It doesn't say like, you know, can I say that? I'm just like, I'm
at I don't know if you can. I'll figure it out later.
Okay.
Anyways, Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code MMA Nuts at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code MMA Nuts to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Mm-hmm. That's right. And right
back to the show.
That's right. Talk about the UFC that happened over the weekend.
I mean, we could.
It's very, it's like so depressing.
it kind of is because Sergey Spivak now is like on some kind of tear or something, and he beats Derek Lewis. Was an arm triangle choke like 3 minutes or so in?
Yeah. I don't like it.
You know, Lewis didn't really seem like he wanted to be there. I'm not sure what's happening with him. There was a lot of like throwing him to the ground.
Yeah, it was multiple. Spivak just like, stand up, take you down, stand up, take you down. Like, dude, I get you can control him, but nobody wants to see this. You're a fucking heavyweight. Quit grappling. Fucking stand banging out. I feel like it's disrespectful to Derek Lewis fighting him like that. I don't know.
Yeah, Lewis is on a bit of a slump here, and the worry was that he would get canned, but Dana White said no chance. He loves Derek Lewis. He's just in a rough spot and it's gonna be okay. But I don't know what happened. Must be something going on with him because he didn't look like himself at all. Like I don't know what the story was. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know what his record is. Is he 1-4 in his last 5 fights? It
sounds
not
right.
Good.
It sounds correct. Something like that.
Yeah, and I don't know what he had going on in the past. He had back issues or some shit. And I want to say that they were showing pictures of him where he looked super lean, but then come fight time, he looked the same as normal. So
maybe it was photoshopped.
I don't know if he was cutting weight to get to 265 and then ballooned up again, which is possible. I mean, some of these guys do that. The stupid fucking weight limit on the heavyweight class, which makes zero sense. Like, why? So
unnecessary.
Yeah. And then the other thing, this is going to be a little controversial, so we'll fucking talk about it. So Laura Sanko's on the broadcast. So she's the first female UFC broadcaster ever in the history of fucking UFC. So what's your opinion on... just, or you can let me answer this question if you're not comfortable. Well, what's your opinion on women broadcasters in sports?
I'm not sure.
All right, I'll take this.
I think if it's women's volleyball, I'm okay with it. But when it comes to this, I don't know how I feel about it. I'm confused. I don't want to answer the question.
I know it's tough, but I'll tell you what. I don't fucking like it one bit. I'm so old school when it comes to sports and broadcasting. I know that she, and I could talk about Laura specifically. She's a former fighter and she probably knows way more about the sport than I do. I had to mute the broadcast because it's just my personal preference. I cannot listen to a woman broadcaster calling any fucking male sport. It's if you want to call female sports, that's fine. I have no problem with that. I don't watch a ton of female sports besides probably beach volleyball and maybe a little bit of golf, but it's like not normal golf. But it's my preference. And I don't know why everyone tries to make this transition because it pisses me off so much in hockey when they have a female commentator on there. Like I can't, I'll turn the fucking game off. So I don't know who are we trying to appease here? Like, what are you trying to prove?
I don't mind this. Like, this is
right.
Okay.
There's different because I don't mind the interviewing. I don't mind the women on the sidelines, but it's the play-by-play or the color commentary that I have a problem with personally. It's not my taste. It's not my style. I don't like it. I won't listen to it. I'll turn off the fucking volume or I won't watch the game. And it was the same thing with this fight. Like as soon as I started hearing, I'm like, mute. That's just me. So I know but again, like, why are we putting a woman on any broadcast? Because what are we trying to prove here?
Well, I think, you know, I think there's lots of reasons why you might want to do that. You know,
you're trying to get women to watch the fights. Cause argue it's 95% men, 5% women.
Well, I think there was a stat that I want to say in the last 5 years, I think we even talked about it on the show where it was predominantly like in the majority males, like over 70%.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. I'm torn on this. I just don't know. I maybe it's so new and so progressive. We're just too old school, you know, in some way. I'll listen to it. It didn't bother me to listen to it. It's just, I feel weird about it. And I don't know why. Maybe it's just because it's not like, you know, what I'm used to. I'm not sure.
Yeah, sure. We should probably move along before we fucking dig a hole that I can't get us out of.
Thank you.
UFC 284 right around the corner.
Is that what you want to talk about next?
Yep.
Okay. What about it? Makhachev versus Volkanovski. Yeah,
I'm trying to pull it up, but there's a massive ad on the fucking website here. So,
you want me to
pull up the card?
I got it if you need me to.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here you go. Islam Makhachev versus Alexander Volkanovski. Yair Rodriguez, Josh Emmett.
Yeah, so we have champ, and then Yair Rodriguez and Josh Emmett. Okay, I like that. I like those two and fights, then
it kind of goes downhill right from there. I mean, this is like,
wow,
just Tyson Pedro. Josh, yeah. We have a bunch of guys with no.
Okay,
I mean, how do they pick the like silhouette? Like, they're always different.
I don't know. I always wonder who that silhouette is. Looks like Ryan Jimmo. Four non-pictured people. Five.
Six.
Like, you want to call yourself like the fucking premier fighting league and you can't even find a picture of someone?
I can't.
It's ridiculous. But a little light on the action. And I know people were giving Dana White shit because he couldn't remember Makhachev was fighting on this card at the press conference. I'm like, I don't know what time that press conference went off at. Was it 3:15 a.m.? Because didn't the main card start at midnight or something crazy? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't watch them live. I'm fucking watch it the next day. I'm trying to be in bed.
Yeah, and he's just, I don't know. That it's an honest mistake. I think it happens. So what are your thoughts on this fight? Like, who's gonna win? I mean, I feel like this is
it's a tough one to call.
I think it's a toss up.
I think it's a 50-50, right?
Yeah, I don't know what's gonna happen. Both guys, I mean, Makhachev, whatever the fuck you say his name, beat Charles Oliveira in his last fight. He went on some nice little run. I mean, he's 24 matches, 23 wins, one loss, and his last loss was back in 2015. And you got Volkanovski, who's like won every fight ever. Well, he had one loss, sorry, back in like 2013. So these guys are like super, you know, and he's fought Holloway, Korean Zombie, Holloway three times, actually. I forget. And, you know, Chad Mendes, you name it. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I feel like this thing's going to go to decision, though. I think both guys are really tough.
Yeah, I think it usually favors the bigger man.
Yeah.
And Makhachev's probably coming in at 170. So I think I have to lean towards him. Yeah, I'm going to pick the bigger man in this one.
Bigger one?
Yeah,
they're both in their 30s. I mean, yeah, it's just, but hey, you know, this is a pay-per-view. It's like, do you think
it's a weak pay-per-view?
Yeah, I feel like this is like a strong
fight night.
Yeah,
yeah,
not a pay-per-view. So
no, I think they're trying to bank on champ just to fucking, well, we'll just crush with that and then it'll carry the rest of the card. But I'm like, I'm not super psyched for that fight. So how is that what's supposed to be your main point? Like, I'd be more excited to see Yair Rodriguez and fucking Emmett, because I think there's be more action in that one. But who knows? You never know with these fights. But anyway, speaking of fights, we should probably talk about some sponsors.
Yeah. What do we got?
Vinchero.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
There's no better way. Wetter. Look at me.
Wetter. What's going on here?
There's no wetter way to spread cheer than upgrading your style for all to hear. Thank you to our friends at Vinchero for sponsoring today's episode. If you aren't familiar with Vinchero yet, wait, because they make exceptionally crafted and stylish watches at affordable prices. Other premium handcrafted watches don't fit the everyday person's budget. You can finally own a high quality and lasting timepiece without going broke. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift to help elevate your style or someone you love, save 20% off and free shipping site-wide with our exclusive link, VincheroCollective.com/MMA. Support our show and check them out at VincheroCollective.com/MMA.
That's right. Vinchero Collective, premium lifestyle brand out of San Diego that also makes high quality and affordable sunglasses, jewelry, and more. And these are very high quality watches. It's hard to not glare you with this as I zoom in and zoom out.
It looks tactical. Like, you know, right. you're like, gonna go like assassinate some bad people.
That's right. Know? In a movie or not.
Not in reality.
No, never.
So don't wait before it's too late. Get 20% off and free shipping site-wide with our exclusive link, introcollective.com/MMA. Support our show and check them out. VINCERO collective.com/MMA. Look good, feel good, and save big with Vincero.
That's right. And also talk to you about Fume. Be smart, don't start, kick the habit. Here you go, put it out before it puts you out. All phrases we've heard 100 times, yet we still continue to have bad habits.
Yes, and you know, we've all struggled with habits, things that we try to break, you know, over time. And our sponsor Fume is on a mission to accelerate humanity's breakup from the bad habits that consume far too many of us. Fume is a natural diffusive device that uses plants and behavioral science to help you trade out your negative habit for a positive one. It's not a vape. It's a non-electronic device designed to transform your negative habits. Instead of pods filled with potentially harmful chemicals like a vape, Fume uses cores infused with plants like peppermint and cinnamon for delicious, natural flavors.
That's right. And the easiest way to stop a bad habit? to break things over here, is to switch to a positive one. And Fume is designed perfectly to do just that. It's Fume's goal to make switching easy and even enjoyable. They have thousands of 5-star reviews from people just like you who've successfully switched when the other solutions just didn't work. So head to tryfume.com and use code MMANUTS to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. The Journey Pack comes with 3 unique flavors and a new version to Fume to help kickstart your positive habits. That's tryfume.com and use code MMANUTS to save an additional 10% off your order today. And back to the show. So did you see this? Hang on, I got to pick up something real quick.
No.
Dropping shit and breaking stuff. Did you see that the UFC sold the naming rights to the red and blue corners?
No, I did not see that. What?
Yeah, so they're going to refer to them as the Prime Hydration Recovery Zones. Prime is the energy drink that Logan Paul and KSI are developed, promoting, selling. So now they're working with the UFC, but what do you think about that?
Well, I have a picture of said new partnership. Bam. What do I think? I don't know what I think. I think I'm starting, the lines are starting to blur for me between reality and what do you even call it? Unreality, fakeness. I don't know. I feel like the UFC is melding into this weird space of like wrestling / MMA and the boxing things get. So I don't know. I think it makes sense in the grand scheme of like global promotion synergy, but I'm not really a fan of it. So
it's like they're becoming a fucking clown show. Like,
yeah,
I just, the amount of advertising that they're jamming down our face right now, I feel it's so disrespectful to be a fan of the UFC when you are shelling out. I think I just bought the pay-per-view. It was $79.99 plus tax for UFC 284. And when you get in there, like, just alone, like all the marketing on the cage itself. Now we have the fucking red and blue corners aren't going to be referred to that. They're the Prime Hydration or Rehydration Jerk Off Zone. And then how many ads do you hear every fucking round? Like, okay, this round is brought to you by that. And then you get to the main event and there's two more. And then during the show, then they're like face fucking you with another ad or a movie. Like, oh my God, like, when does it stop? Like, I just feel like they've gone past the point of normalcy and you've disrespected the fans to a point of, I don't know what to expect anymore. And even like the Twitter pop-ups on the screen, just stop. Like, I don't want my broadcast so inundated with data. It's kind of like sometimes there's an ESPN channel where they have a scroll across the bottom, a scroll on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, there's so much information. I'm not here for information. I'm here to watch what you're putting on the screen, whatever the sport may be. Women's curling? I don't know. Whatever the fuck I'm watching that day. Hopefully they're naked. I don't give a shit. But you get like the gist of what I'm talking about.
I do. Here's I pulled up the wrong picture earlier. Here's the one I meant to pull up. There he is signing the deal.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get your take on, look at Dana. He's looking like he's in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I think, like we were saying, he's lost 30 pounds. He's getting super lean. Mm-hmm. It's good for him. I think they scared the shit out of him with some freaky blood tests, right?
Probably.
Like, oh, man, you better lose some weight.
But I do agree. This is over marketing. You know, it's like NASCAR. It's like we're just going to go.
Yeah, bananas. It's beyond that. It's jumping the shark. And at the end of the day, how many dollars do the fighters get from all this additional money? They get zero. They get fucking none. Zero.
None.
So it's like you disrespect the fans, disrespect the fighters, par for the course. It's tough. And there's like, what do you do as a fan? Like, do you just, you can't stop watching?
Eat it. It's like hockey. You
fucking
just
bitch about it. No, fuck hockey. Fuck those guys. I stop watching hockey. Until they get rid of the fucking digital boards, they can suck a dick or 25, whatever comes first.
Mm-hmm.
What else has happened?
Well, Conor McGregor a few hours ago on his social media put out this little photo. He said, channeling my inner Steve Jobs for a mega announcement tomorrow. Stay tuned, ... at Apple. So by the time our show comes out, this will have already happened, but I'm curious, do you have any predictions of what Connor is alluding to here? Is it an Apple product, like the whiskey Apple product? Is it is it the McGregor computer?
the McIntosh? Like are we doing a new one? I don't know. Whatever it is, it's gay is what it sounds like to me.
It's gay.
I don't fucking know. It's so weird. But talking about Conor McGregor, so they also announced Conor McGregor and Michael Chandler are going to be coaches of the next Ultimate Fighter show.
August, well, right? Something like that?
Something like that. And then they're going to have a fight sometime after that. So what are your thoughts on them coaching, them fighting?
I don't know. I guess.
I don't know.
I think this is a tough out for McGregor. I should say, for McGregor, because Chandler brings it. And I don't know, like the whole leg thing. I like, if it's McGregor, like the old McGregor, I'm a big fan. I like this fight. But it seems like he's made a lot of money, and maybe it's not ever going to be the old McGregor ever again. But if they both show up, I think this could be a hell of a battle. If, you know, if everybody's healthy and makes weight and doesn't fail drug testing.
Yeah, and he's still coming off a horrific leg injury. We haven't seen him fight since that. No. And, you know, USADA had to put out a statement about the drug testing. So this is coming from Aaron Brossister. This is USADA talking now. He says, as we've confirmed before, as of today, Conor McGregor has not been re-enrolled in the USADA testing pool, which he would have to be in for a minimum of 6 months and have at least 2 negative tests prior to any competition. For all obvious reasons, coaches are not in our testing pool, and there is no requirement for him or other coaches to be in the testing pool just to coach. If there is eventually a plan for the coaches to fight each other, then he would have to be in a testing pool for at least 6 months and have 2 negative tests before any fight. So basically, just keep redlining it with whatever the fuck you're on. And then I'm going to guess a Brock Lesnar exemption coming right before you know it. And even if he tests positive, I 100% will guarantee it'll never make the light of day or the day of light.
The day of light. That's better.
That's what I was going to say first. And then I'm like, that's totally wrong.
It's wrong, but it's way cooler. Mm-hmm. So,
isn't that a video game?
Day of light?
Something should be.
I don't know, but maybe you should trademark that.
All right. Cha-ching.
Back to Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
how is he going to get a TUE like exemption for, is it because of the injury or what?
Yeah, well, they're not going to, they'll give him something, but they remember when they used to do it for testosterone.
That was the best year and a half of MMA.
Oh, it was so fun. I loved it. Yeah. So Vitor Belfort, he's at 1700. Can you do that? Is that is that street legal? I don't think you can be driving around the road with that.
It's too much. Too much.
I'm getting pregnant just talking about how much testosterone that motherfucker. Yeah. I think he knocked Bisping's eye out with that. Now Bisping's blind because of that. Fuck.
Because of the era.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but fuck, it was fun. Some fuckers had to abuse it and ruin it for everybody. That's how it goes usually. But then the next question is, with Connor and Chandler fighting, headlining, how many pay-per-view buys do you think that card does? Because Connor has like all the records for like most pay-per-view buys. I think it's usually a million plus when he fights.
I don't know. I think we're going to, well, maybe it's the big announcement. He's going to co-promote some other thing. I don't know. I would say a million too. I think even with, if that's the only real big fight on the card, I think you still, it's still Connor and he can do it one more time. You know, if he lays an egg, then no, but if he can do it one more time, I think. Yeah.
He still draws. That's the thing. I would say minimum is a million. He just name alone. People want to see him win. People want to see him lose. And Chandler, it's a fucking great fight. I don't know if they announced what weight. I would say they should both just fucking fight at 170 and let's not play this cut weight bullshit and come in healthy and strong as fuck. And let's have some fun and don't drug test them until
after ever. Like six just months. 6 months later.
Right.
Never.
And then while we're still on the Conor McGregor, Liam Neeson had some comments about Connor. I want to read them, get your thoughts. So Liam Neeson said this. He says, UFC, I can't stand. That to me is like a bar fight. I know the practitioner is like, no, you're wrong. The months of training we do. Why don't you just grab a beer bottle and hit the other guy over the head? That's the next stage of the UFC. I hate it. And he says, that little leprechaun, Conor McGregor, he gives Ireland a bad name. I know he's fit and I admire him for that, but I can't take it.
Is that really the action?
Yes, that's what this fucking delusional cunt had to say.
I mean, he doesn't know what he's talking about, obviously. He has probably has no clue or any, he has no friends who like the UFC. He probably has no friends, period.
But this is the mother
shit like that, Matt. You can't say
you can get fucked up in real life. But here's a motherfucker that's playing like I'll fuck you up in real life. I have a special set of skills and whatever other bullshit he's talking about. Do you not know your movies are the most violent fucking movies ever made? And then you're going to come off like this holier than now fucker. Almost said something bad, but you know what I'm saying. Bleep. Yeah. I might have to do that one just on principle, but fuck that guy, man. What the shit?
I don't know.
Like you can't.
He's a hater.
It's like the priest talking about like they hate the gays and then they're just sucking all the dicks, or maybe that's the politicians.
You went
like,
there. I thought you were going a whole different direction. I was like, abort.
I don't know what you're thinking. But, I'm just saying it's usually the pot, something black, something. They're dirty.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just weird to call him out. I don't know if he's Irish. He must be, but. Yeah, I'm Irish. I don't have a fucking
he's
problem.
Irish or Scottish? I don't know. I think it might be
maybe
Scottish.
Maybe he's like, oh, is there
Connery?
Yeah,
I don't know what he is. Who cares?
Take the rapist for 200. That was always your favorite line. It that's was. Therapist.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. The rapist.
Along.
Yeah.
What else is happening out there?
Well, speaking of comebacks, Chris Weidman, you know, we talked about him last week or the week before doing that Polaris grappling match.
Yeah.
He's talking about a UFC return sometime in the fall.
Oh, no.
He's saying, you know, he took this Polaris match. So he said, I go like, you know, what this might be a good opportunity to get into a competition, get used to competing again, not just come in with complete ring rust in my next fight. When I come back to the UFC, I just thought it was great timing and I'm definitely going to come back. So it sounds like maybe summer, fallish, he wants to try to get a fight against somebody. So I think this is just bad. This is a bad idea. Like, he was banged up before the leg injury. He had all knee problems and all kinds of shit, and he's older. I just feel like this is a bad idea. So
I don't think it's good either. I don't see how it's good. Yeah. I was just trying to think, how could it be good? I just don't know. Do they get titanium in the legs? Is it 10 times stronger? But you're going to be so hesitant to kick with that and to get kicked in that leg, or even get oblique kicked to your knee that had the destruction. I'd have to look back at history on all these guys that have broken their legs and just see, because I can't think about offhand of Anderson Silva and Weidman and like comeback fights, and I don't see how successful you're going to be, because even if you're physically healed, I think mentally you're fucking scarred forever of how hard are you willing to go and how hard are you willing to kick. Yeah, it's just bad all around. I wouldn't mind it, but, or maybe those guys just get the therapeutic use exemption to run whatever the fuck they want. Horrific injuries, just let them do what they need to do.
Yeah,
they need to recover.
Let them recover.
Yeah,
no matter what,
that's fine. Back to the good old days of fun, like steroids and fucking just show up semi clean. We'll let you fight, fuck people up. Anyway, let's do a little tweet a week.
Yeah,
I got trouble. I don't know. There's a boxing video game out there, apparently.
Whoa.
I don't know what it is, but
like Fight Night or something, wasn't it?
It might be. You have Muhammad Ali versus, you know, Tyson Fury here. I'm saying it looks super realistic. You know, Muhammad's fucking jacking off. Oh.
What the hell?
Down goes Tyson over the top rope. Fuck balls. That's like the early UFC games. Remember with all the glitches they used to have? It was so fun back in the day. Mm-hmm. I wish I could play the music for this next one. So this is a Bloody Elbow tweet. I guess they're still around for a couple more days. It's like, this little guy is getting ready for his MMA debut. And then it's got the Rocky music playing. Dun, 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 dun.
Like a little pug or something.
Yeah, he's just going to work on the fucking speed bag over here. Or maybe that's the heavy bag for him, but love it. Love it, little fucker. Doing work. And then I got one more before I throw it back. There's a, I don't know what the fuck. I want to play the volume, but I think this guy's saying bad words. So I'm not going to play it. What is... This is from Dovey on Twitter. He's like, what do you call this submission?
This looks painful.
Oh, hang on. He's got him retched. It's like a choke and a backbreaker.
Let me go, Pookie. Let me go.
Like, he should be squeezing his ball sack too.
I'm so confused. I can't tell if this guy's okay or not. He seems like he might not be okay.
No, he's being bent horribly. It's almost like a twister.
How does he get into that position is my question. That's pretty, like, how did that guy get into that position?
I feel like it's a lover's quarrel.
It is.
Might be like Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I'm not quite sure. What else is going on out there?
Well, Jessica Andrade.
Here we go.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did. That's why I didn't bring it up last week. That's right. Go ahead.
She closes her OnlyFans page. Apparently, she doesn't have it anymore because it got into her childhood trauma and it was really bad for her. And she says, I have stuff like abuse and everything. And when I did that OnlyFans thing, I felt very similar. She felt like she had to do things that she didn't want to do. And she couldn't say no. So then she said, ultimately, no, I'm done. No more OnlyFans.
Yeah, but she also said something like, she paid off like her house and... Like, there were a bunch of good things that came from it, but it brought up, I don't know what she was all doing. It wasn't good. Like, I didn't want to see that, but like, you can control what you post on OnlyFans. So look at Chris Cyborg. She doesn't use it the right way. She's posting pictures of her jacking a chainsaw.
Sawing shit.
Sawing like shit. Like, Cyborg, anime. What lady? What the fuck are you doing? This is not what OnlyFans was built for. It was built for nakedness. And if she had it, I'd buy it. But, like, some of the ladies just don't go full naked. Like, Andrade went full naked. You don't have to go full naked. You can get right to that point. But it's just, like, I don't know where the point is of, like, do you have to do that to really make the money, or do you just show a tit or not, like an ass, your box? I don't know, but I get it. Like, if it's causing problems, maybe it's not for you, but you did get some benefit and get some help and maybe come back. I don't know. And then while we're on that subject, let's bring up some bare knuckle boxing ring guard girls.
Oh, perfect.
This is what I think they should look like. I think they should be thick. And it's built, nice. You know, I'm just saying.
And tan.
Yep. And wearing like tight fitting fucking stuff. That's what it's all about.
I agree.
And I have nothing left but knowledge until if you Same. Have anything else.
I'm tapped out.
All right. What do you got for knowledge?
I don't know if I. I started watching a show on Apple TV Plus called Shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
There's like three episodes. Harrison Ford's in it. He plays like the practice owner of this therapy practice, and the main character is somewhat of a hot mess, which kind of is what people think therapists are. And it's pretty funny, like if you want to see something like to laugh at, good 20-30 minutes of just being kind of like, what the fuck. But and you have a sense, you get an idea of what I do on my daytime, but I'm not like that guy. It's not a serious show. He's a hot mess, but there are definitely people in my field who are that way. they are hot messes, but they're also really good at being therapists at the same time. So that's my knowledge.
I hear you. So I've been playing this Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I have an update. So remember how last week,
raping
well last week I was the gay Viking, remember? Yes. He's getting all this gay shit happening, and I finally found a mission that ungayed me. So I had to take this female Viking on this long excursion where she rode on a horse with me, and to go to like another village that she hadn't seen before. So I'm like, okay, cool. Then we're riding, and then like three guys jump out of the bushes to attack us. She's like, let's jump off the horse and fuck these guys up. I'm like, all right. So we jump off, we kill these fuckers, then we hop back on a horse, we get to town, and she's like, hey man, you want to get wasted? I'm like, I guess. So then we start a fucking drinking contest against each other. We get fucking hammered as shit. I'm like, all right, cool. Then she goes, hey man, do you want to go see this waterfall that I know about? I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go.
I'll go to the waterfall.
So we get to the waterfall, and then there's this massive like leaning tower of Pisa kind of by the waterfall. She's like, let's climb to the top. So we climb up there, then we fucking get it on at the top of the tower.
Yeah.
Then I fall asleep, and then I wake up the next day and she's not fucking there.
And you, like, you were ungayed.
Fucking bitch. So then I go back to my settlement, she's there, and she's like the map controller. So like when you want to go to a new area, you got to talk to her to pick out a new area on the map, and then it gives you the option, like, do you want to bang it out? I'm like, yeah, let's bang it out. And so he asks her, like, do you want to go to another room? She's like, no, let's bang it out right here. You fucking, and he bangs it out right on the maps. But I'm like, that lady's a lot of work. This is a lot of work, because then like other ladies in town heard about that, and then they're trying to hook up with me. But it's weird, because since she's my girlfriend now, it won't let me fuck the other chicks unless I break up with the first one. But the first one's kind of cool, even though she's like a lot of work. So I don't want to break up with her to fuck the rest of the town. But I have to do more research. But and then the guy
sounds like real life, man.
It's a lot of work. It's so much fun, because I think it's funny to like have this fucking Viking life, because there's like the gays. So then I go back to the guy that I thought was my boyfriend, and I walked up to him, and he was like gaying it up with another dude. And I walked up on him, I'm like, what's going on here? He's like, nothing is going on. So apparently I didn't have a gay boyfriend, or he just cheated me. I wasn't quite sure. And then I think the topper to the video game is I have when I go on the raids, I get to have all these Vikings on my boat. So mm-hmm. like you pick 8 Vikings to go on your boat. And you can recruit Vikings, and one of them's a female. So when I go and we do a raid on a certain town, after you complete the raid, all the Vikings in your crew are like cheering and super excited. So I have a special female Viking. So every time we fucking win, she's yelling, "Yay! Yay!" It reminded me of that one bit. I don't remember if you remember it, where he's like, "You've got mail. I've got mail. Yay. Yay. I've got mail. You've got mail. I've got mail. Yay. I've got mail." So it's
what is happening?
I don't know. I have a special needs female Viking just going, "Yay." Like, "Oh my God. Oh my Will God. Someone shut her the fuck up? I don't need the rest of the town thinking I'm weak. I just got out of the gayness and now I'm potentially buy in the game." And I think that's got me a little bit of street cred because I'm like halfway there, but I don't know.
I think you need to leave the house sometime.
No, I need to keep Viking it up.
I think you should go outside. Please go outside tomorrow. You are way invested in this game.
Well, I think it's hilarious.
It sounds super realistic to like real life.
So it's all about, and I'll leave you with this. There's an exclusive. Lizzie Cundy says, "My new vagina is so tight, it squeaks when I walk." She's got a super vagina. Apparently, she's enjoying the best sex of her life as she enjoys her surgically enhanced super vagina. Do you like a squeaky vagina?
I mean, sure. I don't know. Depends if I'm trying to be quiet, then no.
Yeah, if I'm sneaking around, if I'm trying to be an assassin and fucking assassinate people on the down low, probably don't want to be squeaking.
No.
I'm just saying. On that note, we'll shut down.
Yes, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Nico Weigel.
Remember, thanks for playing.